Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Four people go on trial in Luxembourg City today, accused of murdering a Luxembourg resident in Portugal. The man's body was found in a stream near Figueira da Foz in August 2021. Police arrested his girlfriend, her boyfriend, her mother and her mother's partner. They're alleged to have poisoned him by mixing pesticide into his drinks. The trial is expected to last all week. In the early hours of this morning, around 2:15 a.m, firefighters from Mersch were called to Rue de Luxembourg in Rollingen after a car caught fire. No further details have been provided by the rescue services. The incident follows another series of vehicle fires over the weekend when several cars burned near the Bellevage-Redange train station and another in Esch-sur-Sûr. Luxembourg remains by far the most expensive housing market in the greater region, with prices roughly three times higher than neighbouring areas. Houses sell for nearly €6,000 per square metre, compared with around €2,000 across the border, whilst apartments fetch close to €10,000 per square metre, higher than central Paris. Moving to international news, despite a coalition collapse that rocked the road to appointment, right-wing Sanae Takashi has been confirmed as Japan's newest and first female prime minister. Japan's ruling LDP will sign a coalition deal later today, paving the way for Sanae Takashi to become the country's first woman premier and lifting the Nikkei to a new record. Israel says it will restore the Gaza ceasefire, but is warning of decisive responses to violations. Sunday's airstrikes, which killed 14 Palestinians, followed alleged Hamas attacks on Israeli soldiers. Hamas denies involvement and insists it remains committed to the truce. Bolivians have elected Rodrigo Paz, a pro-business centre-right senator, as their new president, ending two decades of socialist rule that left the South American nation deep in economic crisis. The news was greeted with joy, music and fireworks on the streets of La Paz. And finally, Luxembourg's new Grand Duke Guillaume and Grand Duchess Stephanie have thanked the public for celebrating their accession nearly 2 weeks ago. The Grand Ducal couple expressed gratitude to volunteers who contributed to the day's success, saying the public's energy and enthusiasm created the most beautiful memories despite poor weather. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Luxembourg opened their Rugby Europe conference campaign with a commanding 60-60 victory over Norway in Stavanger on Saturday. The win gives Luxembourg early momentum ahead of their next fixture against Estonia, which they will host at the Stade de Luxembourg on Saturday, the 6th of December. In Formula One, Max Verstappen has revived his championship hopes with a dominant win at the US Grand Prix. The Red Bull driver claimed his third victory in four races, closing the gap to championship leader Oscar Piastri to just 40 points. And in football, Arsenal have opened up a three-point lead at the top of the Premier League after beating Fulham 1-0, while champions Liverpool suffered their fourth straight defeat, losing 2-1 to Manchester United. In France, Mason Greenwood's four-goal haul powered Marseille to the top of Ligue 1 with a 6-2 win over Le Havre. And in Germany, Harry Kane scored for the seventh consecutive game as Bayern Munich beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1 to maintain their perfect Bundesliga record.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Rain and cloud are back with a vengeance this week, with wet weather forecast to linger until Friday. Sunshine might be in short supply for a few more days. Temperature-wise, it's warmer than the last few days, 13 to 14 degrees by midday and highs of 16 degrees in the afternoon.